Let me suggest to start this last call of the year. I'm aware that this is usually a difficult moment in December, which is usually crowded by a lot of other events, and so people may have other priorities than joining our call. I just saw that Sirenush joined the call now, and Julia as well. And okay, I think let's open welcome to this last call, Euralo monthly call of the year, and I give over to Julia for the usual roll call.
Thank you, Wolf. On today's call, we have Wolf Ludwig, Naureen Kachatian, Oksana Prikotko, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Greta Jeske, Sandra Hofeuchter, Julia Morenetz, and Cyrenush Vardanyan. We have apologies from Christopher Wilkinson, Jordi Paraguir, and Bill Drake. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Julia Charvelaine. Heidi Ulrich will be joining us a little later. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Julia, for this roll call and apologies. And let's continue with the next standing issue, which is review of action items. What is, by the way, the action items? From, to my memory, it's a board call because it mostly regards a board issue and chairing for each call, as we agreed at the last board call we had in October. And otherwise, there is only a mentioning of to send the candidates to the BMSPC and BCEC via email to the Alex staff by 18th of October. This was accomplished from my side as well, and I cannot recall any other urgencies or action items from the October call. If there is no question from your side, let me continue on our agenda with point three, what is briefing on current ELEC consultations and initiatives, materials for public comments, and it's usually Olivier's part. Please, Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Speak up a little bit.
Okay, how's that? Is
that a little bit better.
Okay, thank you. I can't speak that much louder, otherwise my neighbors are going to complain. So, we've got quite a few public comments that have come out recently. In order for us to save time, I will just look at the ones that are currently being developed or voted on by the ALEC. The first one is the CCNSO. FOIWG, so that's the Country Code Name Supporting Organization Framework of Interpretation Working Group Interim Report on Revocation, and that is a working group which looks at the revocation of a country code top-level domains when that top-level domain was misbehaving or was not being run properly. The working group came out with a set of recommendations, and the ALEC has a statement which actually is all drafted and has been commented on, and the vote will start in a couple of days. I think it's a very, very good statement. So I do have to thank Renalia for drafting this. The next one is the proposed bylaws changes regarding the technical liaison group. The proposals are from the ICANN board that they would effectively remove the technical liaison from the technical liaison group on the board. It is a position that gets changed every year, and rotated out of four different organizations, and they have found that there's been very little advice going through this, because if every year there's someone new, it's very difficult for them to make themselves understood and to actually understand what the board is doing, etc. So the proposals are to replace this by actually having an active technical liaison group in itself, which would be composed of, I believe it's six members. The advice from the ALAC is that the ALAC is okay with removing the technical liaison position on the board, but as long as something gets done about the group. So really effectively starting with getting that group to work and to be effective, then at that point the technical liaison could be taken out of the board. There is a concern, though, about the position of the technical liaison on the nominating committee. There's one person from that group on the nominating committee, and the proposal is to remove that post as well. The concern is that the nominating committee has a significant outreach component to it, and therefore it would be unwise, basically, to reduce the outreach that is currently being that's currently taking place. Now, there are some statements that are currently under development. The first one is the protection of the international government organization and international non-governmental organization identifiers in all of the generic top-level domains. It's a recommendation from a public policy development process. Alan Greenberg and Evan Ibovich have been asked to supply a first draft for this. They haven't supplied one yet on the wiki. I understand it's coming soon, hopefully. I do, for all of those of you who are interested in this, I suggest that you might wish to read the final report of the IGO-INGO-PDP working group. It's a long, long report, and it was a very hot topic a few months ago. Next, the at-large study on the who is misused. There has been a report that has been drafted by consultants it's a study actually by Carnegie Mellon University, and they examined the extent to which the public who is contact information for generic top-level domain names is misused. So what we're talking about are harmful actions such as phishing and identity theft, spam, and so on, in order basically to make a website look as though it actually is from another organization than the real organization. The report has been, the findings were actually showing some quite strong sense that there is a significant amount of misuse, It's interesting to see the actual report finally being there. The question really that is being asked is, what does the ALAC think about it? And there are several different points to it, several different parts. There's the who is misused study draft report, and then there's some additional information like the terms of reference, and the there's also a staff update on the who is study, and there's a motion in the GNSO to pursue the study and go further. At the moment, Holly Reich and Carlton Samuels, who are our co-chair of the at-large registration issues working group, are concerned. It's basically the linking of the rights and responsibilities, registrant rights working group and the who is working group. Those two groups have been merged together. The two chairs are looking at drafting a short statement, which I believe will support the work to continue. The next one is the proposal for certification 13 to the ICANN registry agreement to contractually reflect certain limited aspects of dot brand UGCLD. As we were talking here about the dot BMW and dot IBM, and I gather dot Apple to a certain extent, if that's considered as a brand, there hasn't been anyone so far earmarked to be supplying a first draft if anyone is interested in these issues, and I guess this would probably require trademark lawyers or someone who has knowledge about these brands. It would be very good for someone to step forward. So if anybody's listening to this, this position is up for grabs at the moment. The closing date is in January, which does mean that they would need to do some work done between now and the 9th of January. Comment closing date, there's no reply date. There's just a comment open and comment close date. There's also an ICANN draft vision, mission, and focus areas for a 5-year strategic plan. This is to do, of course, with the strategic development, and the finance and budget subcommittee should be asked about this, since it works specifically on strategy and on the finance and so on. So if you are part of the finance and budget subcommittee, please read through this, because the question will soon come to your doorstep on this. And we do have a bit of a time to respond, since the response needs to be given by the end of January, although the initial comment closing date, I don't see a comment and reply date. Okay, well, so 31st of January is the end for this. I'm looking at the actual overall policy development page, which you can see from your agenda, the policy advice development page. If you are interested in any of these, then please click on them and read through them. And, of course, I'm open to answering any questions.
Thanks, Olivier, for this first several some remarks about the transmission quality of your line. I've seen there was a question from Julia. I think it was, if I'm not wrong, related to your sub-point, which was on who is. And Julia was asking about spam and security study, whether you mentioned anything on this. I do not know whether
Thank you, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. Yes, that's the WHOIS study, the study on WHOIS abuse, which is very, very interesting. WHOIS misuse. And it is linked from the Who is Misuse working sheet, and I was very interested by the study, and I'm sure many of us are, since I guess many of us have received spam. I guess, in fact, all of us have received spam, and many of us have also had to deal with trying to find out what that spam comes from, and maybe even trying to complain about it. So. This report is very, very interesting reading, and I hope that the ALAC will be able to provide strong support. And of course, if we provide strong support and show that many of us have read the report, that's a double thing for showing strong support.
Okay, thanks a lot for this additional explanations, Olivier. The next one is Juro, who has raised his hand. Juro, you have the floor, please.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Wolf. I would just like to echo the concerns that Olivier referred to concerning the representation of the technical liaison group on the nominating committee. To my experience, the representatives of the technical liaison group have been not only very valuable in the outreach, but also in the deliberations of the NOMCOM. So whatever else happens, so that should continue. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Juro, for this additional comment. I have a sort of other questions regarding protection of eagles and ENGO identifiers in all GTL CDs, recommendations for board consideration. I've heard from GAC people that the GAC recommended to block several thousands of so-called public names and not having them being considered for the new GTLD program. Is there any further news on this? And what will be as the ELEC point of view in this respect? Because I really believe this seems to be far too exaggerated. Olivier?
Yes. Sorry, Wolf. Can you ask the question again? Because I couldn't hear you very well.
Yes, I tried to speak up. Obviously, my line sounds to be rather bad as well. I was referring to the protection of egos and ENGOs identified and the GAC position to block several thousands of so-called community or public interest-related names. What seems to me far too exaggerated.
Yes, thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So the whole discussion between the GAC and the ICANN board started out with the issue of the Red Cross and the International Olympic Committee. And so this started, I think, about a couple of years ago. And really, there was some disagreement. Basically, the Red Cross and the IOC, so the Red Cross and, well, both organizations asked for their names to be basically not registrable by anyone, saying that there was a significant amount of fraud that would be committed. So then this evolved into a wider discussion about international non-governmental organizations and international government organizations, and a question as to whether the names and the, I guess, the acronyms for these organizations should be effectively put on some kind of a blacklist so no one could register them. The discussion has been very tough because where do you stop at that point? And exactly as you said, well, you end up with thousands of acronyms, some of which are used by those international government or international non-government organizations, but some of which are also used by companies, by people for their own business. And with absolutely no reference to the international government organization or the international non-government organization. So it does seem to be a bit of a very large stretch to go as far as allowing for these thousands of acronyms, especially when these are not actually registered under any kind of trademark or under any kind of system. And you do end up in some situations where you might have some organization that has a trademark on an acronym and international ITO or INGO that doesn't, but that wants this to be blocked out. It's a very complex situation. I would say read the report and the working group's findings. They have worked for over a year on this. The GNSO has been discussing this back and forth, and it's very interesting reading, and I hope that you can come up with your own point of view on these things.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for this additional explanations, and I guess this may also be a point if ELEC is seriously considering drafting a statement on this issue. Are there any further questions regarding our agenda item 3 from your side? Questions or comments? I see no hand raised. If this is not the case, let me suggest to continue with our next point, 4. Thanks a lot, Olivier, for your usual brief introduction into these complex subjects. Next one is update on last ICANN 48 meeting in Buenos Aires and relevant related issues. With relevant related issues, I mean there is much to report from the last ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires. Half of the call participants here had the chance to attend this meeting physically. There were a lot of very interesting ongoing discussions on the next steps with a new GTLD program, as we just heard before. There was also a key issue on the agenda. This was the Brazil initiative, and ICANN's role in this context to have a high-level international conference next spring, probably in April, in Brazil. And there have been several meetings convened on this issue for different constituencies, and there was a lot of open and controversial discussion on this. Does anybody from your side, from those who didn't attend the Buenos Aires meeting, have questions, particular questions regarding the last Buenos Aires meeting? Otherwise, there was a link posted on today's agenda. And if you go to this Buenos Aires ELEC and at large action items from 17th to 21st November workspace, you can find some more material on this. If there are no questions from your side, let me continue with agenda item 5, what is briefing on crop. CROP is a new initiative which is related to some, it's a pilot project which is related to some new funding possibilities, opportunities. Perhaps we can get something on the screen. I see that Julia is uploading a paper or reference on this, but I will give the floor to Olivier again to shortly introduce, explain what the task shop means in detail. Olivier, you have the floor.
So, Olivier, Wolf? I think...
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Sylvia. Wolf, this is Heidi. Olivier is still being dialed out to...
Okay.
But if I could just briefly mention
Please, Heidi, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, the CROP stands for Community Regional Outreach Pilot Project. It's a new initiative for this fiscal year. What this means is that all five RALOs, including Uralo, will get five regional trips apiece. Again, these are based on 3 days and two nights to a conference in your region. Again, all travel needs to be finished by June 30th, 2014. Now, there is an ALAC subcommittee or a task force on the CROP. Two members from each of the RALOs are on that, one representing the FBSC, which is the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. The other is the Outreach Subcommittee. So all this task force, this CROP task force, will be looking at the requests that come in from the RALOs. And then once approved, they will pass it on to the CROP staff support, and then they will go through their process internally on that. So it's normally a 6 to 8 week process for the whole process to go through, to be completed. So we really would recommend that you start looking at conferences in the Urala region that are about 8 weeks away or longer, again, but no longer than the end of June 2014, and think about whether you would like to participate in this and then apply for them. Let's see if Olivier is back on yet.
Yes, he's back on the call. I've seen in the chat. So, Olivier, welcome back on the call. Olivier, Heidi was just briefly outlining, summarizing what is new about the crop, but you have the floor as well. Please, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Wolf. And there were two things. It's Olivier speaking. There were two things I wanted to touch on. The first one is to do with the actual crop committee. I don't know whether whether Heidi has actually mentioned this, but the crop review team itself needs to have one more person, I believe, from the and of course that's the wrong page, isn't it, that it links to. The crop review team needs to have one person from Uralo. And the link which is in the agenda is the wrong link, because that sends over to the big crop thing, which is only what the overall... this is going to just confuse everyone. Anyway, so effectively, I think that Heidi has provided some information on it, but the thing is it's the RALOs and their crop representative that will present a request to the review team. And the review team will then file those requests over with the overall ICANN crop. There is one member of the crop that is missing from Uralo at the moment, so it would be good if you could find somebody to take the position on there. That's the first thing. The other fact is that this is a pilot program. It's meant to run from now all the way until, I believe, June 30th. Because it's a pilot, what will happen afterwards is that ICANN staff will work with the community to find out if this has been effective and if this has worked well, and it will therefore then be able to, if everything is fine, continue this crop into the next year, and that will then run for a full year. This time around, being a pilot, and the fact that it's just started now, and also the fact that it only it takes about 8 to 9 weeks to effectively do the whole review and to process, it would take 2 weeks for the crop review team to process, plus another 6 weeks by ICANN to process, which effectively means that if you submit something today, it will not be possible to submit for a travel in January, because that's way beyond the 8 weeks, plus of course the fact that ICANN does take a 1 week holiday, and they well deserve it between Christmas and New Year. The earliest travel requests would be for, I would say, about mid-February. And so I urge Uralo to have a look at any events that might be worth going to from mid-February onwards all the way up to the 30th of June.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier.
Wolf, if I could just add two more
items.
Yes,
please. Heidi, go ahead.
So, yes, thank you, Olivier, for that, and thank you, Wolf, for giving me the floor. So the briefing session that is taking place either this Friday or this next Monday is really for all of the RALO and the ALSs to find out more about how to apply. Dev is the chair of this review team on the crop, and he, in the collaboration with the group and with Olivier, has developed an online application form. And I believe that this briefing session is going to review that. So if you are interested in applying, I urge you to attend this briefing session. Thank you.
Okay, thanks Heidi for this additional information. as I see it now, there are two points to be settled today. We need a second regional representative for the crop. There is one listed from our. There are two listed from our side already, but I think it's Roberto who announced that he would, due to many other obligations he faces already, would like to step down. Therefore, a second representative from our side would be needed. And then, regarding the procedure, we have to really reflect tonight what would be potential opportunities. In my opinion, Eurodic would be such an event where we could ask for community representatives to be funded to attend Eurodic in a crop call. In an earlier one, I raised the question whether we could even try to get somebody from our Armenian friends into it. I think it would be worth a trial because they are regular participants, Narin and Sirenush, in our community since a long time. And let's reflect what could be other relevant events we can submit. As you have heard, five applications. It's probably me who will submit this application, therefore I cannot be part of the review team to avoid any conflicts of interest. But Olivier has raised his hand. Olivier, you have the floor. Olivier, you are still with us?
Oh, sorry, Wolf. Thank you. It's Olivier speaking. Instead of unmuting myself, I muted myself. It's Olivier speaking. The situation is a bit difficult for two reasons. For one, the crop review team is made up only of members of the outreach working group and of
the
finance
budget.
And budget subcommittee. And so at the moment, Yulia Morenet is holding the seat for the outreach, and Roberto Gaetano is holding the seat for the FBSC, Finance and Budget Subcommittee. But as you said, Roberto is not able to do this. He's already running another thing, the selection of the, chairing the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee, which is going to be faced with some serious amount of work at the same time as the crop is going to have work, so I totally respect his choice. Now, looking at this, it would mean we would have to have someone from the ALAC Subcommittee on Finance and Budget, and looking at the actual members of the Subcommittee on Finance and Budget, we have two people from Uralo that are officially on it, and that's myself and Wolf Ludwig. So we probably would need to also have an additional person on the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. I think it makes sense to have more than just two people. And I know that staff is sending out some requests for more volunteers for the Subcommittee on Finance and Budget. And it's important because without the funding, we're not able to do anything. So that you probably might wish to send out a call for someone to be able to hold on these two positions. As far as the work is concerned, if any of you on the call are concerned, it's not a huge amount of work. It's sporadic. There are times when we will need to do some work into reviewing, first for the crop, but also reviewing all of the RALO requests. But then there are also extended amounts of times, and I think we're speaking about months, when absolutely nothing is happening in the world of the finance and budget. So this is something which I hope somebody will be able to take on.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier. I can just underline any word, any sentence from your appeal, that it would be, in general, would be good to have more members from our community, from our region, in the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, not only Olivier and me, but having somebody else. Okay, to my memory, there's also Roberto, but Roberto is very busy. Therefore, generally, we would need another regional representative in this group there, and then we could nominate this person to be also part of the crop review team, what would be very important and a priority point at the moment. Is there anybody on the call who would like to step up immediately and drop the hand for participating, or otherwise you can also send me a direct message after the call. Otherwise, I need to send a reminder or an appeal again via the list, what is usually not very effective when I send it to the list. Olivier, you have the floor again.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. I was going to suggest that SAF sends an appeal for a new member or for additional members of the FBSC, and at the same time for that person to also hold the position on the crop. And if you want, I'm entirely willing to follow up and emphasize how important it is for us to be able to have this. I often hear complaints about not being funded to do activities. And it's those very people who complain about it, who don't actually spend any time working to obtain the funding for those activities. So it would be good if we got more people to be able to obtain the funding. And once we've got more people to obtain the funding and we get the funding, then, of course, we can send more people to Eurodig, et cetera, whatever requests that might be coming through.
Okay, this is, again, a sort of a vicious circle. May I ask Steph to add this under the action items for tonight's call? That, as Olivier suggested, Steph will send out a reminder to the Uralo list asking for an additional member A for the Finance and Budget Subcommittee as such, and to become at the same time member of the crop review team, which is a temporary issue. There will be some work involved. I agree with Olivier. It won't be a lot of work, but the applications from each region, there will be five by region at the maximum. There may be five from Uralo, and having a look on this and to discuss with the review team how these applications should be dealt with. And as I have mentioned before, I think if there is approval from your side, I would like to make a first suggestion in this direction, that one of the five events we can ask funding for, Eurodig in June in Berlin should be considered as one of the major regional events. Where it would be good to have some more regional representatives, especially from the Eastern European part. There is also Oksana who falls into this category. And if there is any other event that comes to your mind in our region in early 2014, not too early as we have heard, because they need at least 8 weeks to decide about if we submit some proposals, some applications for the region, considering the 8 weeks. The event cannot be earlier than end of March, but anything in between end of March and June, please let me know whether you have any ideas and what could be besides Eurodig, other European events we could ask to send people for. Any other questions, comments from your side regarding this agenda item 5, briefing on crop issues, potential events, Studienkreis will be later. I do not know whether the date is already fixed for this. We have asked this before. It was never approved so far. But if it would fit into the timeline, it could be, besides Eurotic, a next regional opportunity to suggest members to be sent. I see Sandra said, yes, let me check. But we can communicate this later via the list. If there is no further question, comment on this, it's end of August, as I see, 28th, 29th of August in Sofia. It could be a very interesting meeting, but I guess it's maybe too late for the timeline for the pilot project. Yes, Heidi is just confirming my assumption that Studienkreis would be unfortunately too late. Okay, let me continue with agenda item 6, what is Atlas II event planning, including survey results. I think we can make it rather brief. As you are all aware, there will be the next user summit called Atlas II in June in London, in line with the next ICANN regional meeting in Europe. There has been several sub-working groups for Atlas being installed some time ago already. One of the first sub-working groups who put up its work was a survey working group. We drafted a questionnaire for a survey in July, in my memory, and then this was discussed in the survey group, and then it was finally modified and accomplished, translated into various other languages, and it was circulated in autumn. Most of you, most of our community, almost 90% participated in the survey and thus qualified for participation next June in London. And the results of the survey were rather difficult for interpretation. It was a big pulse survey, and we had some almost 100 pages with all sub-points, which person preferred whatsoever, but we didn't get, unfortunately, a good analysis and a short overview about the most important points of the results. This was now accomplished. This summary of the thematic priorities was sent to the Atlas II groups, and now the event planning group, which is chaired by Tichani, can, based on these outcomes from the survey, now continue discussion and planning for the London Atlas II agenda. This is, I think, a summary about the most important issues. I would just like to repeat, the next Atlas will take place in our region, at our front door in London. And therefore, I think it's important that as many of our members will get involved in the planning to make this a successful project. Again, to my memory, there is there are quite a number of Euralo members who have subscribed to the different Atlas II subgroups already, and I count on your continuous support in this direction. There will be a lot of work waiting for us starting early 2014. Any questions from your side regarding Atlas II? Heidi, she has provided some more references, some more links in the chat below. Please have a look on them. If there are no questions, comments from your side, let me continue with the next agenda item, what is a brief report on ICANN Academy pilot in Buenos Aires, what is now the part of Sandra. Before Sandra starts speaking, I would just like to forward all my congratulations to her, because it was a very successful pilot event, and a lot of people I have spoken with were highly impressed by this initiative. Sandra, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Bob. Can you hear me?
Speak up a little bit closer to the mic.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes, there is a slight echo, but it's better.
I'm sorry. It's Sandra Hoberich speaking for you. So I can keep it brief. Thank you for the congratulations already, Wolf. It was indeed a great success, and it was not my success, it was the success of the working group which organized this academy or this pilot project for now more than 3 years from now. The pilot leadership program, and we should be very clear on this, it should be not called ICANN Academy, because ICANN Academy is a broader project which includes a lot of more stuff than such a leadership program. This time we worked on one module of a future ICANN Academy, which was a program, a face-to-face program for incoming or current leaders in ICANN. And it consisted of three parts. There was an online learning part where we introduced the online learning platform for the first time. We had a facilitation skills training part where an external people did teach us how to facilitate a session in the best manner. And we had an orientation course, which was the content part and which was under the of the ICANN Academy working group, and we had a core part, which was a feedback session, which was in line with the working group meeting in Buenos Aires. Overall, we had a very good participation. We had like 23 people from all advisory committees and stakeholder groups, including staff. The only ones were missing were the ASO and the RSSEC, but I'm sure we will get them on board in the future. Unless there were some concerns about or against the facilitation skills training, I heard people saying, okay, I don't have to learn how to play with other people. Participants were quite impressed by this part of the program, and I'm very happy that we could combine the orientation course, the online learning platform, and the facilitation skills training in this sort of a packet. Because the facilitation part turned out to be the ice-breaking exercise for participants. And you might remember, or you might not remember, that the first proposal for the leadership training program always intended to be offsite the venue of ICANN in order to be preventing to be another extended ICANN meeting in sort of conference style. So the idea was always to cheer it up a little bit, and due to the constraints, the budget constraints and so on and so forth, we had to stick to the venue, and it would have been just an extended ICANN meeting if the facilitation skills training wouldn't have happened. And this was the good part, and it was really a great exercise. We laughed a lot. And then it was very easy to go into 2 days of heavy content discussion on ICANN's current and future issues. So to keep it short, we decided, or the feedback session turned out that we decided to merge the facilitation skills part and the online and the orientation course part into one curriculum. And we will start working on this curriculum at the beginning of next year. We will discuss this new curriculum in Singapore and will hopefully agree by Singapore about it. And then we will start reaching out to all SOs and ACs earlier than this year in London to give people more time to prepare for their travel and to arrange their schedules and so on and so forth. So overall, I'm really very happy about how this project went. We received a lot of congratulations and a lot of encouraging words to keep this program on. And I will figure out with ICANN staff, Heidi especially, how we can ensure in a very early stage that this program or that the financing of this program is going to be ensured. We can go on with the planning, and I'm rather confident that this will become a constant part of the ICANN community. And now that we have very delighted participants, I'm also sure that it will be an easy task to get new and more participants for the next training course, which is not a pilot anymore. Then. I'm open to answer questions of by email or here in this call. Over to you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sandra, for this briefing. What was a very exciting initiative, I think we, with a certain justification, we can say this was a long-lasting effort which was more or less initiated by our region. It was initiated when Sandra came in, was selected for at-large in autumn 2010, and she presented the project the first time at ICANN Cartagena meeting, etc., and then after the first introduction and encouragement, the project matured over 2011. Etc. And there was a lot of patience and there was a lot of investment, even if I agree with Sandra's conclusion that success in most cases is community-based, but it was also due to Sandra's leadership qualities and expertise in this direction that it could be finally being brought to a good end. And I think whatever it will be called in future, we will hear again about such developments into the right directions in future. If there are no questions, comments from your side, let me suggest to continue with more or less one of the last agenda items, 8, next year 2014 challenges for the region. I do not believe that my listing may be complete and it's far away from being accomplished. It's just the 2 points what came to my mind which could be the priorities. It's not me who will set the priorities for Uralo, it's the community. But I think the board candidate selection and the voting consultation and procedure will keep us very busy in the first part of next year. With the juridic planning as well, as a short memory, the call for proposals for juridic in Berlin was opened after the IGF in end of October in Bali. The call for proposal is still continuing, and it will close by the end of year about more than 2 weeks. So everybody from our community, from you, are strongly invited and encouraged to submit a proposal for the Berlin Eurodic, because it's a community who is setting the themes and topics for the next Berlin agenda of Eurodic. Therefore, please have a look on the Eurodic website. There is an online form where you can submit ideas. We are not asking for session proposals. We are just asking for good ideas for topics, etc. And all Euralo members are, of course, invited to participate in this. These are the two key challenges. And then, of course, Atlas II in London, what we have discussed already before, and there will be a next Euralo General Assembly face-to-face in London, what needs to be prepared by ourselves. So there is a lot of work waiting for us in the near future. Any questions, comments from your side? I see no more hand raised for this. Well, this will be a standing issue restarting from January again, that the 2014 planning must start then in January and the following months. So we will come back again to this issue shortly after the seasonal break. If there are no comments and questions regarding agenda item 8 from your side anymore, let me ask whether there is anything for point 9, any other business. The only point that comes to my mind, what would fit to point 9, is you may recall there was a mailing sent by the Brussels ICANN office for a briefing in Brussels on the 18th of December. I told the Brussels office already that we will try to have a representative from our community. What is confirmed will be Rudy, who has registered for this event already. If there is anything you want to suggest to Rudy as our representative there, to ask there or to submit there, please get in touch with Rudy either via the list or via anything else, a direct mail, etc. To let him know what you want to be raised there. I had a problem with Adobe Connect now. I'm closed down. I think this was a technical reminder that the time is over. We are 2 minutes behind the time. Let me thank all of you for your participation in this call. And I know it's a little bit early, but I take the opportunity to wish all of you some pleasant and calm seasonal holidays, and enjoy the time with your families. Thanks a lot to everybody, and goodbye.
Thank you, Wolf. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Wolf. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.